Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And greetings and salutations. I am Brad Westmar, and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am once again in Dallas, Texas. And believe it or not, it's not 140 degrees down here like it was this summer. I am joined by all of my good friends on the Brad Westmar Show, Mr. Jared Afkar. Jared, how are you?
I'm fine, although it's really creepy weird hearing you and not seeing you across the table here.
Yeah, I was wondering how you were going to handle that. It's got to be really different for you already.
It is. It is. And I'm plenty used to really different. It's kind of a recurring theme in my life, but this belongs in that category.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you looking at anything in particular while you're speaking? Is it very difficult? Because you know me, I used to look at that little mixer board to my left, you know, when to talk to Matt, as if that was Matt. And I mean, are you looking at anything right now as I speak?
I'm kind of alternating between looking at my mic, your unused mic, and just kind of whatever's on the table here. So I'm not really focusing on one thing. It's just weird. There's no one here across from me, and it's kind of freaking me out.
I can imagine so. And I was also going to suggest that you use my microphone, but I wouldn't blame you if you didn't want to for fear of all the germs from last week.
Well, let's just say I've got used to the germs on this microphone, so I don't want to mix things up.
I completely understand that. Definitely. Glad to have you aboard, my friend. Also with us, of course, from IOA, which, of course, stands for Idiots Out Walking Around, Mr. Magic Matt Moore. Matt Moore, congratulations on your victory this past week against the Kansas City Chiefs.
What a great choice for a Matt name tonight. We're still basking in the glow of the big 31-3 victory.
Yes, and let me state a couple of things. First of all, not a good thing for Jared's Bass Ackwards fantasy football team.
No, well,
because the defense, right?
That was good for his defense.
Which defense was that?
He has the Chiefs D. He has the Chiefs D, so they got lit up. That was awesome for him.
You see how hard it is for me to even think backwards sometimes?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Man. All right, well, congratulations to your defense, I should say. And also, as long as we're on subject right now, betting tips from your friend Brad Westmar. Do not forget who told you this was going to happen before it happened. Am I right or am I right?
You were dead on. You looked like a genius after that one.
Yes, thank you. I am. And more betting tips from Brad Westmar in the near future, because I just knew I had this feeling. And now the AFC West, by the way, wide open this weekend as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead, as my ridiculously gay brother comes down to watch the game with me at Arrowhead this next weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. Magic Matt Moore, great to have you here with us. As always, we'll get a Bass Ackwards fantasy football update from you a little bit later. And in the Batcave, Mr. Batman Todd Sheets, tell me, sir, are you still taking your antibiotics?
I am.
I am as well. You're feeling much better. You're sounding much better. That's great.
Yep, I'm coming back.
You definitely are. Definitely are. Glad to have you along, too. And by the way, a real quick glance. I hesitate to mention much about this because I know, look, our listening audience, IQ levels, I mean, I know that they're a little off, just like your host, okay? But I'm scared to mention this, but I'm just going to kind of throw it out there. iTunes Music Store, Brad Westmar Show podcast. It's there. It's not up to Brad Westmar standards, because let's be honest, Brad Westmar standards about 125% above normal, what normal people would expect. But at this point, at this point, you can go to the Brad Westmar Show on iTunes Music Store and get both. And this is going to confuse you, I know, out there, Westmar Nation. There are two versions out there. Take note. You can pretty much tell that the version with the logo on it right now is the crap version, and the version without the logo is the working version. So right now we actually have a working version, although not up to standards. It is there for you to use if you would like to go there and use it. But we're in the works of getting more information on there, right, Batman?
We sure are. As soon as I get it from Westmar, I move it on over to our in-between person, and it'll be taken care of.
Yeah, and if you checked your email quicker than every 96 hours, you'd already have that information. But that's okay.
And I've already forwarded stuff, so we're good.
Okay. Thank you very much, my friend. So let's move on to the show. I'm so excited because tonight we're going to debut two new things on the show. First of all, later on, Magic Matt's going to give us WTF news and sports. And Matt, are you ready for this?
I am. I think I got some pretty good stuff for us this week.
Good, 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 good. Looking forward to that. And also, Mr. Afkar and myself, mainly Mr. Afkar, have come up with some brand new Westmar Nation, Brad Westmar show rules to listen by. And this will help you as you continue to listen and grow with the Brad Westmar show. And I think, or
grow.
Shrink. Whatever the case may be, right?
Absolutely. I don't want to talk about which parts are going to grow, but that's left to various random purposes.
Well, that's left to every listener's. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So let me think here. Where do we want to start? Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Person of interest, TV show. I know everybody here has been watching that show. Am I right, all three of you?
Yes.
No.
No.
What?
What? Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Matt,
they were watching it.
Here.
I was never watching it.
What the freak happened? What?
I like it. I like it. I can't watch it because I don't have time.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was Batman. Because Jared, I don't think Jared was here when we talked about the show before.
No, I wasn't.
Jared.
Oh. Okay.
You're hallucinating.
All right. My mistake. Well, then, Magic Matt, I will just discuss. Everybody else that doesn't watch the show? Go away for a few minutes, okay? So, Magic Matt, real quick, did you notice on last week's episode, one thing that I thought was very important? Did you notice the guest star, maybe he's going to be a regular now on the show, the Geico commercial guy?
The Geico commercial guy?
Could switching to Geico really help save you 15% on your car insurance?
No,
he played,
I didn't.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know how I've complained about the black chick detective who is hunting down what's his name? Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes. Another private detective comes in. Not private. Yes. But another detective comes in, and he's helping out. Tall, skinny guy with this voice that does not fit on his body.
He was the organized crime detective, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly. Yep. That's the Geico commercial guy. See,
I didn't even place
it. Okay, you see, I heard his voice, and I went, "Holy crap!" And I could switching to Geico really help save you. I mean, it's just I can't help it, and it's so funny because I've always wanted to do some kind of Geico commercial thing here with you guys on the show, but I just don't really know how to do it. I mean, Tom Baudet, he's kind of fun. But the Geico commercial guy, I just don't really know what we could do with it. But see, he's an actor too, apparently. So it's not just Geico commercials. Yeah. And also, I think last week's episode was one of the better ones, if I'm not mistaken. You know,
it was. It was a really good, one. That's 2 weeks in a row they've kind of had a character come in that I think that they'll have return.
Yeah, I think they're figuring things out. They want to add some characters and stuff like that. They probably also figured out that black chick's no good. So maybe they'll get rid of her because she's just like, I mean, seriously, Matt, you watch that show and you go, you really believe this chick is like some tough, hard-nosed, you know, lieutenant?
Come on. It seems like they've kind of phased her out a little bit since the beginning, too. Does that seem that way to you?
Maybe a little bit. I think you might be right, and I hope you're right, because yeah, she's bad news in my opinion. So hopefully she'll find herself on the Family Matters sequel here sooner than later.
Nice.
And speaking of Family Matters, this is a great segue to Mr. Afkar. Mr. What? Afkar.
Oh, I,
what? Go ahead.
No, I'm going to love to hear why I'm part of this.
Oh, damn. No, what I'm saying, here we go. Tonight's show, now a couple of weeks ago, and you missed this, Mr. Afkar, a couple of weeks ago, the show from Dallas, that I did from Dallas, was fueled by one of my favorite beers, a German beer, called, and my mind just went blank, what the hell is it called? What's that German beer you introduced me to? Hogarden.
Well, that's actually not, I think that's actually Belgian, not German, but close enough.
Belgian, isn't that, yeah, same, I mean, I'm not good with geography, but,
no,
but same.
They did a lot less conquering and, you know, a lot less engineering, but aside from that, they're pretty much the same.
Whatever, it made for an interesting show.
Right,
so,
sure.
So, tonight's show, yes, tonight's show, and it's funny because you texted me, and you said, as I was getting prepared for the show, that you were hanging out at Starbucks waiting to come over to the studio doing some work, and you said that the Russian mafia was hanging out at Starbucks. Is that right?
Toward the end. They just were a bunch of really loud guys dressed with, they had slick back hair and wearing cheap leather jackets. And, you know, I'd catch an occasional Das Badanya or Ruble here and there or a Gorbachenko or Perestroika. And they just kind of go on. I don't know why they felt compelled to be that loud, but there you go. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if they were actually part of the mafia, but they were Russian.
Yeah, well, and a perfect segue, in my opinion, and again, my geography a little off, but tell me if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Tonight's show here in Dallas, fueled by a beer called Pilsner Urkel.
Urkel.
I thought the whole time it was made by Steve Urkel. But
no.
Speaking of family, no. Okay, Pilsner Urkel, yes. Brewed in the Czech Republic.
Yes.
Am I not right?
Yes.
I think
it's Czech.
Yes. So Czech, Russia, same thing pretty much?
No. They're slower and not as smart.
Damn it. So bad at that.
They were
so
part of the Eastern Bloc, but they weren't part of the actual Soviet Union or anything.
Oh, I thought I knew what I was talking about, but I was trying to segue. It didn't work. All right.
But you got you worked in an Urkel reference, which has to make you proud. All
thank
that,
you.
All that was missing was at least you bypassed the urge to work in Yakov Smirnov, which, you know, in Russia, beer drinks you.
Oh, that's true. You're making fun of my Asian accent before the show, and you're doing that. That's not fair.
Was that Russian, Jared?
No, it was Yakov. It was, well, they're the same guy, right?
Might be.
Yes, the Count from Sesame Street. Two beers. Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't even do a show now. Okay.
When we could before?
Not really. Not right. Really. You know what I forgot to do, Batman? Batman, are you there? You know what I forgot to do?
What'd you do? What'd you forget?
I didn't start the timer. So,
oh, even better.
I'm screwed.
Oh, yeah, good.
Because
luckily I have three here, so we're good.
That's good, but you're gonna have to get into my ear on the show and say, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
Because
we're gonna have a problem if you don't.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I'll do a little better than that. I won't interrupt the show to make it weird.
You could text me. You could text me. You know,
or just let him know at the next break. I mean,
that's true too. But the problem is, if you text me, I won't get it till next Friday. So I mean
that
wouldn't be good. Given the servers you use. So don't text me. I take that back.
Nice.
So,
did you guys hear the abuse I endure?
Oh, every week I'm here.
It's nothing. Come on, this abuse? This is nothing. Come on.
We
I
heard
didn't
the
notice
ones
anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So far, so good, though. We're not talking over each other too much, which is amazing because you've got, you know, this separation. You've got, you know, Batman who never talks in the Batcave. You got Jared there in studio. You got Matt in Iowa. You got me in Texas. and somehow you guys are letting me talk, which is great, but I am going to shift it back to you here shortly. But you know me, I have to get my opening segment off my chest. I got things to say.
Sure.
So real quick, I'm sure you both can, actually all three of you can relate to this because you all have kids older than I do. But this past weekend, Presley and I were hanging out. She likes to go to the empty mall near our house. Jared, you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's like four stores that are open there. And it's like no, I'm serious. It's not like what, Night of the Living Dead or, you know, whatever that movie was that had all the empty mall, you know, in it with all the zombies. And she likes to go there and hang out, just walk the mall and, you know, go into the Bath and Body Works and smell the candles and stuff like that. So, you know, she's girly. So it's just, you know, look at the jewelry store, you know, stuff like that. But we also were hanging out in Macy's. She likes to just sit on the furniture and then grab my iPhone and play games on my iPhone. So here I am. I have to go to Macy's to sit down on a couch and relax and watch my daughter play games on my iPhone. So, hey, by the way, Magic Matt Moore, thank you very much for introducing her to the games on the iPhone, because it's a plus and a minus all at the same time, you know?
You're welcome. I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. You never have your phone.
So we're pretty much, yeah, pretty much. Daddy, can I play games on your phone? No!
Yep.
Not again. I mean, there are times when she wakes up in the morning and it's the very first thing she says as I'm getting her out of bed. It's like, nice. Really? That's the first thing you think of? Yeah, it's weird. It's like, next thing you know, she's going to like wrestling. But
we can only hope.
So, yeah, you can only hope. No kidding.
That'd be awesome.
So we're sitting there, and we're playing games on the iPhone. And at one point, she's kind of been getting into this whole death thing about what death is. And, you know, I'm sure this kind of stuff comes about at different ages for children. But, you know, we had to put a cat down here last year, and she's kind of starting – she still asks about that cat. And, of course, the answer we gave her was that, you know, well, Hannah got sick and, you know, we took her to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, took her to a better place so that she can be happy and not sick anymore. And so she's not going to come back to us now. And so I get goosebumps just telling that, because it's so just – it's such a simplistic way to, of course, tell a child about death, but things are so simple for children. Of course, you have to keep them simple at that early age, you know. So she's been kind of asking more questions about death lately because, you know, the words sick and death have been very relative to each other lately. So she was asking Christy last week when I was sick if I was going to die. Because of my, you know, my sinus infection, which that was scary and sad to hear her say that. You know, it's like, no. Daddy's not going to die, at least until mommy gets enough arsenic in his blood. You know, stuff like that. So the other day she asked me while we're sitting there at Macy's on a couch, just hanging out, nobody else around. She said, Daddy, she said, why do people, how did she say it now? Something like, why do people have to die? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're not even 4 years old and you're asking me this question. And I'm like immediately going, okay, I got to think of something on the fly. So I start to think, and I, you know, you kind of start to formulate in your head what you're going to say as you start to say it. Because you can do that with children. You can't do that with adults very much, but you can do that with children. So I start to think up where I'm going to go with this. And I start to say to her, well, honey, you know, it's just the way, and as I start to explain it to her, she turns around and goes, hey, look, Daddy, a TV. Look, there's a TV. And not another word was said about the death. It was great. It was perfect. It was perfect 3.5-year-old action right there. And I was like, whew, thank God I can live to fight another day and not have to explain death. I mean, thank God. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Definitely. That's not one you want to have, but that's the beauty of three-year-olds. They're easily distracted.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm not mistaken, usually the best answer to give them on questions like that is, well, just because.
<You know? laughs> or how about just, hey, who wants ice cream?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, Jared, you've got one that's older too now. I mean, you've obviously gotten past that whole blowing off death thing, right?
Well, I mean, it comes up every now and then. And you know, it's funny. Every once in a while, you know, Sarah will get sad about, you know, she had a hamster when she was younger, and she'll think about that every once in a while, or a grandmother, or in our case, usually it's a great, you know, she's lost a couple great grandparents. So that's usually what hits her every now and then. But she gets it. We never, you know, it came up, but we were just pretty upfront about it. We just basically said that's what happens, and she was kind of okay with it. I think it might trouble her every now and then, but it troubles all of us. That's part of, sadly.
Oh, hey, it just troubles us. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. So, all right, enough about death. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Any topic one more will be lighter.
Thing. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I thought it was funny. I mean, you know, because that's just the way. I mean, she's a perfect Westmar Nation, you know, Brad Westmar Show listener with an IQ like that. Bing bong, you know. So, all right, one more thing before we take the first break. By the way, there's a
way
slight
to build
delay
up the listenership.
Here. Sorry. Well, look, the listeners understand. I mean, they understand. I'm not making fun of them. I'm making fun of them with them about all of us. Okay, except for you, Jared. Of course, you're much smarter than all of us. But
them or him?
Yeah. What's that?
Them or him? Referring to which listener?
Oh, exactly. All two of them.
Right.
Exactly. Well, more on that a little bit later. Yeah, we just did. Yeah. Only because he had to go to school. All right. So one more thing before the break. I'm trying to think of which one to talk about. All right, let's talk about hotel rooms. Now, Magic Matt, a couple of weeks ago, we had a situation where I did not get my shampoo replaced when the housekeeping came here to my hotel room and cleaned up, of course. Okay. So this time, this past week, or this week, I should say, on Tuesday when I came back from work yesterday, by the way, it's when we're recording the show on Wednesday, I didn't have, they did not replace my mouthwash. So I had intentionally taken half the mouthwash and used it, put the other half in my overnight bag and hid it. I mean, not only did I hide it, but I put it inside my suitcase, zipped my suitcase, said, there's no way they're going to know that I've still got it. They should just think that I used it all. Of course, if they check the garbage can, they're going to notice that the bottle's not there. But regardless, they did not replace my mouthwash. So they left me with no mouthwash this morning. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's like, do you listen to the Brad Westmar Show too? Are you tempting me? What's going on? So this time, because of course last time, that I left them a note, as you recall, that said shampoo please with a question mark. Okay. And they left me like 18 bottles of shampoo. And so I figured I would try the same thing, only this time, Matt, I would use two question marks to see what it would bring me. So today, and I've already sent you a picture of it, today I left a note that said mouthwash please with two question marks. And today I received two bottles of mouthwash. Now, not only were these two bottles of mouthwash, but they were two larger bottles of mouthwash. I don't know what the original ones were size-wise, but these are 1.4 ounces each. Ladies and gentlemen, two question marks can get you almost 3 ounces of mouthwash. Just think what I could get if I would have left five question marks.
Wow. Got to pace yourself.
That way, exactly. And by the way, that mouthwash, I'm also drinking that with the Pilsner Urkel that I'm drinking tonight as well.
Wow.
Yes.
So,
well, you know, yeah.
I was just going to say, I can understand you're needing a lot of mouthwash based on, you know, surface area requirements, but I'm struggling with the part about you needing a lot of shampoo.
Well, we discussed that a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And yeah, it I don't need a lot of shampoo, but you know, my scalp gets dry. I need to keep it clean, you know.
Okay.
So, plus, I mean, hey, it's free. You know, free anything. I don't care what it is. It's free.
Yeah, but most of that, you know, hotel shampoo makes you smell like a fruit salad. It's always some weird combination of like an herb or a spice and a random fruit, like lemon ginseng or, you know, lime nutmeg. I don't understand. It's just god awful smells when you get right down to it, and horribly unmasculine.
Yeah, you know, I can't disagree with that, and that's probably why the very first time I was here, first night I was here 2 weeks ago, I went out and bought my own soap. because the soap just, it's just bland. I mean, it's just, you just cannot smell good using a hotel soap most of the time. I mean, some of the higher end hotels you can,
right?
But not the Best Western. So, you know what? I have no idea how long we've been talking, but we're going to go ahead and, well, let's do a time check. Batman, how far into the show are we approximately?
We're approximately...
Hello, Batman, are you there? Hello, are you there? Hello?
God, what's wrong with this guy? He's you know what, Jared, I think you're right. I think he's been hitting some stuff. It's pretty scary.
He's been huffing something.
It's true. We are 24 minutes into the show.
A perfect time. See, I've got that. Matt knows about this. I've got the inside clock, don't I?
Yeah. It's natural. It's a natural gift.
It is a natural gift. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead, and I want to make a couple more talks.
Crack, baby.
Pilsner Urkel. Urquell. Do you think it's Urquell or Urkel?
Just say Urkel.
Urkel. Pilsner Urkel, right here. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll talk about more stuff when we come back. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Party people!
If you think you're a badass at Guitar Hero, if you've rocked the house on Rock Band, you're going to love the newest release
from the minds of the creators of Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
It's a game that will have you jamming all night long.
You kids, hold it down in there. I'm too old to be doing that all night long.
Coming soon, it's Accordion Hero.
Accordion Hero.
Hey, let me try.
Dude, I think you messed up.
Who can tell the difference?
That's right. Who the hell can tell the difference?
Accordion Hero.
Accordion Hero. Coming soon to a game system near you.
He used to be fat. Now he's just a fat head. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Jared, Magic Matt Moore, and the Bat in studio right now. Happy to be along with you tonight as I'm on location in Dallas, Texas, doing what I do best, drinking and talking a lot in circles. And nice. Things like that. Hey, Matt, real quick, do you remember I said this term, used this word, and I used it with the long O pronunciation before the show started. Can you tell me from our radio past who used to say, instead of sorry, he would always overemphasize the word. He would say, sorry, oh, I'm sorry, sorry. Who did that?
Was that Craig Quinn?
Oh, no. I'll give you a second chance. A man who is now in his 50s and still in your area there in Iowa.
Is that Mark Hahn?
No, but his first name is Mark. You're getting closer.
I don't know who it is then. Those are
Mark Hahn was from Pittsburgh. He did not say sorry. He said, well, hey, how you doing? I'm Rocky. Hey, you know. So, no, it was Mark Carley. Our good friend Mark Carley would always say, sorry. Oh, sorry, sorry. You remember Mark Carley, of course.
Oh, yeah. He was my I worked with him at the station, obviously, and he was also my basketball coach in, like, the fifth grade or something like that.
There you go. He was probably part of your inspiration for the WTF Sports and News that's coming up here a little bit later.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because it actually reminded me of the time that I was down working at the station early for some reason, and whoever read the news was gone for whatever reason that morning. So I had to go on and print out some news stories and highlight them up and go on the air and read the news like an actual news anchor. I was horrified.
See?
It all happened in an hour, you know. So I was just, you know, 16 or 17 years old and had never done it before. And it was a time of the day when people were actually listening. So I was a little nervous.
I feel your pain because I actually have tape, which I discovered here recently on the road, of me reading the news as well during the afternoon 5 o'clock hour. And reading news and just doing a show and babbling incessantly are two completely different things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Mark was there that day. He kind of helped me through it because he'd been doing that type of stuff with the sports for quite a long time. So he was a help for me that day.
Well, that's nice of Mr. Mark Carley, and we'll see how much help he really gave you here a little bit later on in the show.
Yep, it's only been 15, well, almost 20 years.
Yeah,
so we are. I might be a little rusty.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. Hey, real quick, while we got a chance, give us a quick, 30-second Bass Ackwards fantasy football update. I got your email today. Haven't had a chance to post it yet on the site, but when this show finally airs on Jackalope, it will definitely be up there. Tell us what happened this past week at pretty much the midway point of the NFL season.
Yeah, it was a pretty balanced week for us. Everybody scored. Batman was our weekly leader with 22. Jared was right behind him with 21. You and Brandon had 20. And then thanks to some bye weeks and a couple of turds overperforming, I only had 9 points. So for the season, Jared jumped back over me into second place. Brad, you're still in first. And Batman and Brandon are still, you know, battling it out for fourth and fifth.
Very well. Very well. And by the way, my buddy has not said a word to me yet about being now called my buddy, which means he still has not listened to last week's show yet. And I'm looking forward to seeing how long it takes him to say something about it. It's going to be very funny to count the weeks as to how far behind he is.
Since you don't have access to the soundboard, can you sing that for us?
My buddy,
yes.
My buddy, something like that, right?
Yes, yes. Wherever he goes, I go. Yeah,
that's awesome. Right. And in a couple of weeks, your new talent find is going to have a new song debut on the show too, which you sent me here recently.
Sweet,
yes. Miss Jan, hot ass Terry.
Oh, yeah, she's, baby, she's a face full of ugly, isn't she?
Oh my, she looks like a lady wrestler.
Oh, yes, but which end?
Lady midget wrestler. Yeah.
Oh, something chewed on that face of hers.
It's frightening. It's pretty scary.
I'll tell you, she's scary. She's really scary. Definitely. All right. So we've got a few minutes here. Jared, I'm looking forward to debuting these. You and I came up with the Brad Westmar Show show rules to listen by. And these are really to help people. Well, I don't know, Jared. I mean, you explain it to people. Tell them what our whole thought is behind these show rules to listen by.
They're kind of rules. They're also kind of just things to kind of help keep in mind when you're listening to this atrocity. You know, kind of like bear in mind where people are coming from. It helps set some context and some expectations. You know, so that they A, know a little bit about where we're all coming from, and B, don't expect us to go anywhere spectacular either.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're absolutely right with that, and looking forward to debuting these right now to the Westmar Nation as well as Magic Matt Moore and Todd Batman Sheets. Number one, the most important rule: at any given time, if you're listening to the show, you're probably the only person listening.
Right.
And yes, and we've established that many times, and I think it's very important for people to understand that we have very low expectations. We expect you to have the same. I mean, you have low expectations of our performance on the show, and we will in turn have low expectations of the listener numbers. Right, Jared?
It's a cycle of giving.
Exactly. 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 Number two of the Brad Westmar Show rules to listen by, listen live on Friday nights, except when the show is pre-recorded, which it always is, and when the wrong show airs, which is often, or when it starts late, which has happened, or when it doesn't air at all, which has also happened.
Right.
And that's pretty much all I've got to say about that.
Oh, you know you want to say more.
I'm wondering if anybody else in the studio wants to say more. But apparently he's not listening. Okay, well, we'll move right along.
I'm listening. I'm being polite.
Oh, you're being polite. Okay. Is that what you call it? So we've gone from defending ourselves on the air to being polite. Okay.
It does me no good. It does me no good.
It's a lot. No, let's be honest. No, Jared, tell him the truth. Tell Batman the truth. look him in the eye and tell him that it's a lot more funny to hear him defend himself on the air. Am I right?
It is, but I think you've beaten him down. I think you finally have full. You've crushed a man's soul, and I hope you're happy about that.
It's probably the antibiotics, but
well, that crushes a lot of things.
Well, I hope Batman does not relax, because number 3 and 4 may get him wanting to say more. Number 3 of the Brad Westmar show rules to live by. The term, quote, pretend radio refers to any radio that does not air on FM or AM or Sirius XM, and the talent is not paid for his time and effort. Number 4, the term real radio refers to any radio that airs on either FM, AM, or Sirius XM, and the talent is paid for his time and effort. I think that's pretty clear. Am I right?
Yeah. That's kind of self-evident.
I'm going to make it a little more clear for you. Here's the deal. See, I live in Kansas City, and most of the time the people that are paid to be on the radio shouldn't be paid to be on the radio. And you, sir, I'm going to give you a backhanded compliment here. You may not be getting paid to be on the radio, but you're a hell of a lot better than anyone that's on the radio in this town.
God, where's my canned applause? Thank you. Wait, probably should have played the canned laughter instead, actually. But thank you, sir. Thank you. That's not the response that I expected, and I appreciate that. So, what more can I say? But let's move on to number 5 quickly before I pee myself. So, number 5, okay, of the Brad Westmar show rules to live by. This is a good one. Brad has a sound effects board more complicated than the Malaysian instructions for your latest assemble it yourself entertainment center. Remember that when the wrong effect plays.
Yeah.
Well played, by the way.
Oh, it's like a NASA Christmas tree there. It's just all sorts of blinking lights and buttons and doodads and sounds. I don't know how you keep that stuff straight.
I don't, and that's the problem. I mean, I don't have enough space on that thing, and I keep wanting to keep things on there, so I've always got the good ones at my disposal, and I've learned that I probably need to upgrade so I can have more space on there.
But, damn!
if I got paid for this gig, I'd be able to afford the upgrade, you know. But unfortunately, I can't. So, number 6 of the Brad Westmar show rules to live by: Brad loves attention. Show him some love, and you'll earn a special place in his heart, right next to the one reserved for himself, his family, and chocolate marshmallow ice cream. And needless to say, I did not write that one.
The chocolate marshmallow ice cream consortium did, right?
I'm sorry, that part I did write, yes.
Oh, okay.
Very well. Number 7 of the Brad Westmar show rules to live by: ignore rule number 6, because that's what everyone else does.
Ow.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts.
It does. It
hurts.
It wounds.
Number 8 of the Brad Westmar show rules to live by: Brad hates to lose. When competing with him, throw the match. You're better off that way. If he's not playing and merely hosting, laugh at his jokes. All of them. In fact, laugh at everything he says. Thank you. Oh, it's time to play some. Let's play some match game.
Yes,
I was gonna say that one doesn't. I mean, I really don't hate to lose. I really don't.
No, but you do have a competitive side where I think it sometimes irks you. Like, at least you don't like to make a poor showing. I should say that. I kind of get.
Well, you know, you're in a way, you're right. I'm embarrassed that, for example, on Song to Story, I have gotten so far 0 of them right. Okay, and it's, I don't know if it's because you use big words or what it is, but you know, my wife will be the first to tell you that my vocabulary is just not that good. Okay, I mean, me am speak dumb. I mean, that's just the way I am, and I don't use big words. I don't speak eloquently. I do this show because I don't know, because you guys are making me. And when I say you guys, I mean the two of you that are listening out there. You know, so if it weren't for the U2, I wouldn't be doing it. But I'm not that well educated. I'm just not. And so when you use those big words on Song to Story, I'm screwed. I mean, even Magic Matt does better than I do. I mean, and no offense, Magic Matt. But what I mean is that I have a little bit more education than you do, and I'm not. You're smarter than I am.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
man.
No, it's not a cut. Wait a minute. Come on. I'm not cut. All right. Let's not go off into a tangent. When Magic Matt Moore was wandering the world trying to figure out what he wanted to do with his life, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, apparently he spent more time with the dictionary than you did.
I'm just saying. Look, I'm the first one to admit I got my college degree in a Cracker Jack box. Okay, I mean, I shouldn't have one. I mean, I seriously should not have one. I mean, so my point is all right. Let's just lay it out there. Okay, look, all right. My former executive producer didn't even have a high school diploma. Okay, let's just get that out there. He didn't like it when I would make reference to it. The funny thing is back then, and Jerry, with you as my witness, back then I'd make comments about things like that and didn't even realize it was true. So I would say, junior high school education. It's like, wait a minute, that is what his education was. You know, I didn't know that, you know?
Right.
So I'm not trying to insult you, Matt, but let's be honest here. I mean, I have a college degree, okay, and you own your own business. Need I say more? Need I say any more?
Well, huh? I think you should just keep talking. I mean, just keep digging that hole deeper and deeper every sentence.
God damn it.
Pretty soon you're going to hear click.
Oh, my God.
Or profuse weeping.
Just a minute. Steve Urkel's calling me. Just a minute.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you visited Steve Urkel too many times.
Oh.
If I drink more, it'll go away. It'll go away. If we waste too much of this show on me trying to dig my hole deeper, we're not going to get to WTF News and Sports with Magic Matt Moore, and I don't want that to happen. So, please,
we gotta
let's
get
move
to
on
it.
Now.
Yeah, we got to get to it. Hopefully, yes. I can read the words that are on the page.
Yes, since you're such a damned idiot.
Oh, my God. Here we go. All right. Yes. Moving right along to number 9 on the Brad Westmore Show Rules to Live By. I got to move on now. Oh, look at this. Number 9. Magic Matt gave up his fanship in the Cubs only to replace it with the Royals. Remember that when dealing with him. Remember, too, that he's the most rational guy on the show. Set expectations accordingly and rule. See? Who do we insult there, Mr. Magic Matt Moore? Hmm?
That's a pretty funny rule. Is that Jared? Jared must have written that.
Wow.
Well played. Yeah.
Well, honestly, it was. So, of course it was. Of course. Yes. Oh, speaking of Mr. Afkar, number 10.
Oh, Lord.
Afkar is very, very sensitive. Handle only with a thick protective layer of Charmin and Puffs.
Yes, that's mandatory. That goes for everything. Handshaking, blowing my nose, whatever.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And finally, number 11 of the Brad Westmore Show Rules to Listen By. When the show ends, we're all friends again. Period.
Makes me feel
show's
so
not
much
over
better.
Yet. Well, yeah, but the show's not over yet.
We can dream, so, right?
That's right. Exactly. Like oh, and one more thing. Yeah, exactly. It's like a precisely. Precisely. I'm glad you feel that way. No, there's one more here that did not make the cut. Noteworthy, but did not make the cut. It would be nice if Batman has a homo. What is this word, Jared? Homunculus?
Homunculus. It's a homunculus. I even linked to it so you could find out what that meant.
Yeah, it made no sense to me. I went to that link. I was like, what does this mean? I was like, what? It says it would be nice if Batman has a I'll say it again.
It's a homunculus.
Homunculus.
It's like a mini version of yourself.
Okay, that's what I thought it meant. Okay. It'd be nice if he'd have a mini version of himself on that utility belt of his. Failing that, maybe an electric razor. Wearing that mask must really chafe. Chafe.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Chafe.
Chafe. Chafe, too.
Maybe one of your fancy college books will help you pronounce some of these words.
Yeah.
Gods. Yeah, but okay. Let's go ahead and take a break because Mr. Lack of a college education is going to give us WTF news and sports. It's going to be amazing, by the way, if I get through this entire show and don't accidentally call it What the F Word Sports and News accidentally, because I really want to say that every time I see it on my sheet here. So,
why the face? That's what it stands for. Why the face?
Why the face? Yes, news and sports. With Magic Matt. It's coming up next. Let's take a break, Batman, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Hi, I'm the super announcer guy. You know, when I talk like this, I mean what I say. You hear me promoting concerts, product commercials, and anything else that pays me well enough to make up for the fact that I'm lousy in bed so my wife won't leave me. And I mean that. You can tell because I sound like this. I'm everywhere whenever someone wants to sell you something and make it sound really, really cool. They use me. Listen to my voice. It's awesome. And I mean that. If a band is coming to town and they want you to think it's gonna be a great concert, they use me, my voice. By hearing me, you know it's gonna be an awesome concert. And I mean that. So remember, whenever you hear me promoting something, you know it's going to be really, really cool. So buy it, or show up at it, or whatever. And I mean that. You can tell by my voice. And I mean that too.
Thank you for listening, all three of you. The Brad Westmore Show.
Man, it's just like doing a news show. We're sitting here talking to like the very last minute. Matt, doesn't that bring back memories? I mean, just talking and talking and talking and hitting the mic button and going on.
Yeah, exactly. That's just how real radio does it.
Wow.
Zing!
It's just flying tonight.
I was defending you, Matt. Come on.
I love it. Oh, it's fantastic. Well, look, we don't have a lot of time, so I want to move right into this with Mr. Magic Matt. Matt, it's time for you to debut your WTF, what the father, what'd you call it again? What?
Why the face.
Why the face, news and sports with Magic Matt. Matt, please tell us what's on your plate.
Well, I hope you enjoy these as much as I did researching these, because when you research weird news and things like that, you run across all kinds of odd stories, and you realize what kind of a weird world this is that we're living in. First of all, let's start with this story. Authorities have identified and charged a 67-year-old man they say urinated in a bank tube after he couldn't get a money order. Investigators said another customer unknowingly picked up the bank tube and was then covered in the liquid, which they believe was urine.
The liquid.
I could just hear Jared groaning as I was reading this story.
I'm groaning now.
Just cringing. It says a man pulled up into the drive-up teller at the RBC Bank in Palm Coast on Thursday, deputies said, and urinated in a tube when a policy upset him. The customer behind him had no idea what he had done. This is what Major Dave O'Brien said of the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. He says it's a disgusting act that nobody should have to go through. You go to the bank to make a deposit or withdraw. Nobody should have to go through this. and the best part of it is the last line of this story that said, the bank's manager says the branch closed down the suspect's account and gave him all of his money back. Like they're going to keep him there as a customer.
In the same tube?
Yeah, yep. Once, and it says he can face up to a year in jail for that. So if anybody has thoughts of peeing in a bank tube, you might want to hold off unless you got a year to spare.
I like how a whole major, that a whole major was called in on this.
Yeah, right.
And also, very quickly, beware too. Every time you grab one of those bank tubes, you may want to check it for any liquids or anything before you actually grab it and open it up. You know,
that's vile.
I mean, that's unbelievable. It's I'll never be able to think of it going to the bank the same way ever again.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I completely agree. Go ahead, pal. What else? You got?
On to our next one. I sent you a link to this earlier, Brad, but I came across a story that said. If there ever was an achievement that deserved a toast, a beer for dogs would certainly be it. It says, Bowser Beer has officially been honored as the first beer for dogs by the World Records Academy, an online database of offbeat achievements. It said, the concept of a beer brewed for dogs sounds potentially dangerous since hops, alcohol, and carbonation are all bad for canines. But the maker of the beer insists her Pooch Pilsners and Labrador Lagers are safe for dogs and their owners. So if you ever happen to get a dog, Brad, you'll be happy to know that their hops are... it says the hops are toxic, so our beer is flavored with a sweet malt barley. It's human grade, which is good because some people drink it by accident.
You know what the biggest problem with this is, and I know that it mentioned in the story, I read this there, it's like, I don't understand quite exactly why, you know, a dog needs a beer. I mean, it's not like it affects them the way it affects me when I'm drinking Pilsner Urkel. You know, I mean, a dog with no hops, no alcohol, you know, none of this stuff, it's not the same thing. It's just a flavored water for them more than anything. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, my dog will drink and eat anything, okay? It eats... poop. It eats cat poop, dog poop, and I'm pretty sure it would eat my poop if I put it out in front of it, okay? So, I mean, I don't understand why it's such a big deal, but hey, whatever. If somebody's making a buck, all the power to them. That's the way I feel.
Well, it's available in 40 states, so I don't know if Missouri's one of them or not, but next time you go to Hy-Vee or whatever store you got down there, you can check it out.
Not a bad idea. But Jared, are you going to buy your dog some beer?
Oh, I already spent enough on those jackasses anyway, with feeding three dogs food is enough to keep us in the poorhouse in that respect. I'm not gonna get them smashed too. That'll just up their munchies.
All right, man, what else you got?
Well, I don't know if you heard about this story or not, but this happened just this past Saturday at the Middle Tennessee State game. An hour before kickoff Saturday night at Neyland Stadium, Tennessee coach Derek Dooley was out of kickers, literally. He said he had one of their kickers was hurt going into the game, and the other one got hurt in pregame warmups. So they gave a call to Derek Brodus, who apparently was somebody they knew on campus, and he happened to be a former two state championship football teams in high school there in Tennessee. He was also an all-state soccer player. The coach said, we didn't have a kicker, and we had to make a call to the frat house. This is no lie. We called the frat house and had a policeman go get him. Just get him here, and we'll do a breathalyzer. Fortunately, he didn't have anything bad. And this was in the evening, so like I said, the game was at 7. He got at the stadium at about 10 after 6. He says, I thought it was a dream. I was just lying down on the couch relaxing. I answered the phone, and they just told me to come to the stadium as soon as possible. So he went on there and he promptly made a field goal. His time expired in the first half, and he also added 3 extra points during the game. End up getting the game ball.
You know, awesome. With Hollywood, with the problem that Hollywood has coming up with original movie ideas, I'm pretty sure there's a movie there.
Definitely.
You'd have to really draw that out, though. I mean, like, you'd have to go into every single detail of what this guy did that day. You know, is his pre-game Wendy's fast food trip going to haunt him when he gets out on the field?
Yeah. And who do you think would play this guy, by the way? I mean, I can see Keanu Reeves. Hey, man, whoa, what's going on, dude?
Yeah.
You know, or Ashton Kutcher. Pretty obvious.
Or the guy who played...
Somebody like that.
The guy who played the son in Arrested Development, I forget his name. He's been in a couple movies, too. He has a really good clueless expression and is actually funny.
Yeah, you got to have the clueless expression.
Yeah.
I say Crazy Town.
Who?
I say Crazy Town. That's what I say.
Is that our code word?
That's your code word.
Oh, I was going to say, because we talked about... Crazy Town. During the break, we talked about having a code word. And I'm like, what's a code word? I was like, well, wait a minute. We didn't understand what the code word was. Whoops.
Hey, do we have time for one more story? I got the best one.
Please. Yes,
Brad,
please.
This is right up your alley. Nature versus nurture debate over sexual orientation continues at full force. But now, one former rugby-playing Welsh jock claims to have actually woken up gay after a gym accident led him to suffer a stroke. Says 26-year-old Chris Birch was trying to impress his friends with a backflip while training, but broke his neck and suffered a stroke. When he came to after being rushed to the hospital, Birch, who hails from South Wales, said his personality had completely changed. It sounds strange, but when I came around, I immediately felt different, said Birch. Birch tells the Mirror that his most profound discovery came about during the recovery process while he was watching a TV program featuring a handsome actor. I felt my stomach flutter, and the same feelings I used to have for pretty girls came across me, said Birch, also added he was no longer interested in sports and had little in common with old friends. I had never felt like that about a man before, but I knew immediately what that feeling was. I fancied him.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is your WTF news and sports with Mr. Matthew Matt Moore. What a way to end it. Ladies and gentlemen, I started this segment straight and it ended gay. It's amazing how these things work.
I'm afraid to hit my head on anything now.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, bonus segment. We're going to do it whether Batman likes it or not. So make sure you check out BradWestmar.com here later this next week for a bonus segment. I am Brad Westmar saying, Mr. Afkar, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Magic Matt Moore, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, think about me tonight while you're rummaging through Troy Aikman's garbage out there.
I definitely will do that. Definitely. And Batman, we love you. Thank you very much for everything. I am Brad Westmar saying thank you very much for joining us. Bonus segment, BradWestmar.com. Good night.